Psalm 10. Why standest thou afar off, O Lord? Why hidest thou thyself in times of trouble? The wicked in his pride doth persecute the poor. Let them be taken in the devices that they have imagined. For the wicked boasteth of his heart's desire, and blesseth the covetous, whom the Lord abhorreth. The wicked through the pride of his countenance will not seek after God. God is not in all his thoughts. His ways are always grievous. Thy judgments are far above out of his sight. As for all his enemies, he puffeth at them. He hath said in his heart, I shall not be moved, for I shall never be in adversity. His mouth is full of cursing and deceit and fraud. Under his tongue is mischief and vanity. He sitteth in the lurking places of the villages. In the secret places doth he murder the innocent. His eyes are privily set against the poor. He lieth in wait secretly as a lion in his den. He lieth in wait to catch the poor. He doth catch the poor when he draweth him into his net. He croucheth and humbleth himself that the poor may fall by his strong ones. He hath said in his heart, God hath forgotten, he hideth his face, he will never see it. Arise, O Lord, O God, lift up thine hand, forget not the humble. Wherefore doth the wicked contemn God? He hath said in his heart, Thou wilt not require it. Thou hast seen it, for thou beholdest mischief and spite, to requite it with thy hand. The poor committeth himself unto thee. Thou art the helper of the fatherless. Break thou the arm of the wicked and the evil man. Seek out his wickedness till thou find none. The Lord is king for ever and ever. The heathen are perished out of his land. Lord, thou hast heard the desire of the humble. Thou wilt prepare their heart. Thou wilt cause thine ear to hear, to judge the fatherless and the oppressed, that the man of the earth may no more oppress. One thing we have to come to realize is that there are wicked people on this earth. There are men and women who have been so lifted up with pride that they despise God and will not seek after the Lord. Yes, Christ died for them too. Yes, God desires them to turn and repent and come to Him to be saved. But we must understand that there are people on this earth who will never repent, who are so thirsty for gain and power, they are so filled with pride and hatred, that they will do evil in order to accomplish what they desire. They pretend to care about the poor, but they secretly despise the poor and seek to oppress and take advantage of them. Their mouths are full of cursing and deceit. In their hearts they believe that they'll live forever. They have forgotten God. They think He's not watching. They seek to destroy the godly. They plot against Him. They murder the innocent. They lie in wait secretly to catch the poor and devour them. And yet, the Lord seems to stand afar off. He allows them to do these things. Why, O Lord? When will you arise and bring judgment to the earth? Sometimes others even wonder if God has forgotten, if God doesn't see. Oh, but let us be sure that the Lord does see, and He will bring judgment and justice. Because of their pride and haughtiness, the Lord lets them get more and more lifted up, so that the higher they go, the farther they will fall. He watches all. He will require it. He will defend the poor and the fatherless. He will not forget the humble. The Lord will break the arm of the wicked. He will purge this earth of all evil and ungodly men. for the Lord is King forever and ever. He has heard the desire of the humble. He has heard their cry. He has prepared our hearts, and He will bring judgment to this earth and rule in righteousness, so that the evil men and women will no longer rule by oppression and wickedness. Arise, O Lord, O God, lift up thine hand. Forget not the humble. Psalm 10.